Our next performer is another regular here at Nourish, and looking forward to hearing what she brings. She's a pretty prolific songwriter, so odds that she's bringing something new are pretty good, actually. Our next performer is Jane Fallon. She has two different things we can announce here. One is there's a benefit performance on February 26th that I imagine she'll tell us about, and she's also going to be featuring on October 1st. And please join me in welcoming Jane Fallon.
Something's crackling. Come to think of it, somebody told me my pickup was iffy. Oh, let's use the microphone then. Though it's been replaced. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Sound like a jack issue.
Yeah, it was okay. This mic is fine. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll be happy to be here at Nourish for a couple of programs in February. I haven't been doing much because I had lots of issues. One was a whiplash incident, so this is the first time I played guitar out for a long time, with a strap even, pretty good. And the other was my father passed away while he was here visiting from Oregon, and so it's a big deal when someone passes away in New England when they get buried in Oregon. And so we back, and it involved long 5-hour trips up to the northeast, northwest, and then to the center of Oregon to bury him, 2.5-hour trip over ice and sleet, and then back down through Shasta Mountain to Sacramento, which I did all this pretty much by myself. But I do write in the car, so I wrote a new song, Chris, I did. And I haven't played it out, so I'm going to try it. I think it would be healing to do this, because I haven't been coming out much yet. Is that better? Okay. How's that? The fog was thick and redding as I headed out today. I can't see 20 feet before me all the way, and I realize I never drive I-5 this time of year. Usually it's summer and I have somebody near in his cowboy boots and jeans, talking about the old times, pointing out familiar scenes, kind of confused by all the signs. But he knows we crossed the Sacramento River 7 times, and now there's nothing there beside me but my coat and my purse. Last time we rode together, he lay behind me in a hearse, making that most final trip of all. And I'm missing me a cowboy in this California fall. Trips were always long, so of course we'd have to stop, fill up my gas tank and his coffee cup, and there'd always be something on the menu that he tried, as long as it was meat, as long as it was fried. Then he'd take a breath or two, stop to catch his breath, saying, I'll catch up to you. And then he'd settle in his seat with a sigh. I wonder, was he thinking about how fast it had gone by? Now there's nothing there beside me but my coat and my purse. Last time we rode together, he lay behind me in a hearse, making that most final trip of all. And I'm missing me a cowboy in that California fog. I didn't say too much, and when I'd ask him for advice, he'd just say, huh. I'd say it louder, say it twice, but he knew all the crops out in the field. Could tell at a glance what they would yield. Folks who know me well know I like to sing and drive. Someone asked me once, how do you stay alive with your head all full of words, making up a song, thinking about the music as you drive along? Well, today it's hard indeed, between the fog and the tears. I can barely see, much less think of phrase and rhyme. Heck, it's all that I can manage, just stay between the lines, because there's nothing there beside me but my coat and my purse. Last time we rode together, he lay behind me in a hearse, taking our last trip of all. And I'm missing me a cowboy, and I can't see a thing in this California fog. I'm missing me a cowboy in this California fog.
Thank you very much, Jane. You know, some songs are just kind of like, it's a gift to let us in.